Earlier this week, a new drug was approved that can slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease, and local researchers and advocates called it a victory in fighting the condition. An East Syracuse organization is doing separate research on a disturbing aspect of Alzheimer's that troubles many families and caregivers. Clarity Clinical Research Site Director Lisa Sonneborn says up to 70% of patients show some level of agitation along with the disease's normal symptoms.
If people are diagnosed and continue to experience worsening of their memory, they may start verbal aggression, even towards people they love and care about. They could be cursing, they could be complaining very constantly or aggressively. It can even manifest as physical agitation, physically aggressive with people, you know, their caregivers, their family.
Sonneborn says patients have been given antipsychotic drugs that aren't appropriate for the symptoms or for the elderly. Clarity is now examining new treatments that she hopes can ease conditions that make caring for someone with Alzheimer's even more trying.
One of the most heartbreaking things for family members as someone suffering already with this disease is to see things like changes in personality or physical aggression or severe anxiety. You already see someone suffering and you're wondering why this is layered on top of it. And I think it does normalize it when we talk to our caregivers to let them understand that this isn't uncommon.
Whether it's treatment for the agitation symptoms or the new drug to slow progression of the disease, Sonneborn notes every patient is different.
It's not a one-size-fits-all from the standpoint of where someone may be in the disease process, but a lot of the medications that are being looked at right now are more or less effective depending on the stage of the disease that someone's in. For example, in the case of our agitation study, you really wouldn't want to use this symptomatic medication for someone who doesn't have symptoms of agitation.
She describes treating Alzheimer's and finding new therapies like a puzzle. Researchers and doctors try to figure out what can lead to a long and healthier life, given each patient's individual symptoms and progression of the disease. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.